You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Another corridor. I'm currently joined by TT, P-O-T-T, Mr. Tom Tom Geigentry. Morena, how you doing?
Hi, I'm fine.
You doing good?
Yes.
Nice. You were originally from Germany. When did you fly into New Zealand?
From Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And when did you originally fly into New Zealand?
In the beginning of January, I decided on the New Year's Day to have a spontaneous visit to my New Zealand friends, and every town some. And then I flew in with a friend of me, Arno Löffler from Zeller Records. Mm-hmm. He's also in Vienna doing Kiwi stuff. And so I flew in. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up first place in Auckland, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So
everyone has to go to Auckland.
Yes. And then there I visited George Henderson and Haley, his partner. And I stayed there. And then we prepared something like a gig at the UFO Club with Andrew Matthijs, Power Tool Records.
Mm-hmm.
This is a record store and a live club. And so on the 31st of January, we had a gig there with George Henderson and all the usual suspects from Auckland, like Brian Spittle, and also the wonderful Steve Conane, wonderful drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Andrew Moore, who did this wonderful King Loser documentary, was on bass.
Oh, cool.
So we did this on the 31st and rocked the place.
Nice.
With crowd rock. It was all improvised. We had no practice, and it just flew over the cuckoo nest.
Crack up, man. Crack up. Before we get into talking about your new record and a few other things, I want to touch on crowd rock, which is a genre that you've worked in previously with the band Faust. How would you define crowd rock, and what would you say it's a lot of its influences as a genre would be?
Crowd rock is actually a term which came up. British and American journalists or people made it up.
Mm-hmm.
That they thought the crowds doing stuff like we do, like Hawkwind or others, and they try to cope with that. But it's nice, but it's like these crowds with attitudes. And so it was a kind of not liked term by mm-hmm. the Germans.
I can see why.
Yeah, but you know, I had played with some crowds in the, but not recently. But Faust is 96, you know, and I was on tour with them.
Mm.
But then they had a split, actually, because also of me, because they are commune, democratic, and one was for me, two were against me because they are collective, and they say it's strict. After four gigs, he is member. I said, I don't want to be member, so I get out now.
Uh-huh.
It's so strict. So, actually, they said crowd rock is not so well for us as label. And I said, why don't turn around? Why don't you turn it around to a positive thing?
Mm.
And then
reclaim it, yeah.
And then they released a track called Crowd Rock after this. And now everybody is more proud on this because, you know, if you have a label, you can do what you want and it just be proud of it. So Crowd Rock is something cool. And all these followers from Britain and everybody who were into Cannes and Faust and Neu, they are really proud on Crowd Rock now. And the new movement is really up to... We are crowd rocks, and the old ones are still a bit comfortable more now with it.
Okay, that's awesome. That's good to hear. According to your profile on Discogs, you were part of or helped out with the late 80s Christchurch rock group, The Renderers. How did you get involved with New Zealand bands?
I was in 96 at the Flying Nun Jubilee
mm-hmm.
as a music journalist, the only one who came over, and so I interviewed everybody who couldn't escape on the tree fast enough. So they were all very amazing. Even Chris Knox invited me to his home and blah blah blah,
mm-hmm.
and the Bats and everybody. And so I did a big Kiwi report in a gothic magazine called Zillow. I was the indie man there,
mm-hmm.
so I convinced my editor to get me a flight. You know, so I went here, and I learned to know everybody, and 30 years later we kept in contact. I came back as a musician, and actually some of these people went overseas to Berlin. So Bill Dereen was there mm-hmm. for a long time. I played with them here And also the Renders had a residence, an artist residency in 2010 or 11.
Oh, wow.
Before this earthquake here. Mm-hmm. And then Mary Rose Crook is a really wonderful painter. She painted every day there and had this band, and we had some gigs, and they were searching for a good violinist, and somebody maybe Bill recommended it, and so I ended up playing with them. Mm-hmm. Only improvised like I'd always do, and they said, oh, this is cool, let's do it another time, you're Mr. Atmosphere. So yeah, we ended up recording something in an EP and also playing together, also with Ozzy Allen Thomason. He was a leftover from Cloudboy, and he played their radio waves like Holger Czukay from Cannes. Mm. And so that's what the Renderers were then, the Berlin edition. Like the Berlin Builders also was with me. Mm. And others. That's how I got connected with these. They were there.
Wow. That's pretty crazy though, for back in even the 90s, because I mean a lot of that nowadays is of cross-country contact is facilitated through the internet, so that's miraculous that you managed to do it before that really was a thing.
I favor this because, you know, I could also swap things. I do this with Build Arena, so, but you know, be in a room to be together, and I'm jam playing. Mm-hmm. We just impro compose, and it is on the spot. We just do it live. That's better than swapping files.
Totally.
So, and crowd rock is about jamming and improv composing. That's the initial thing. Mm. What the Zodiac Club in Berlin made. They just went together, Tangent Dream people. They did some soundscapes and just improv composing. And then it went into a kind of song format, like Can. They just recorded a lot of stuff and then cut out pieces, which should be songs, but they weren't songs. They were improv compositions, just flows, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's the same like I work, you know.
You mentioned before that you were a violinist, and I read on a profile, I think on Under the Radar, that you were a musician since you were about 8 years old. Did you immediately take to the violin, or did you start off learning other instruments?
An uncle of mine was a founder of the Gruppe Neue Musik Group, new music, Stockhausen-related or modern music-related group. Mm. And so he convinced me to the violin because it said the other instruments are so average. If you want to peek out, to the violin. It was a really torture for me because violin is not very, very nice to learn for children.
You can't, no.
And you can't, yeah, and you can't go to campfires just playing Neil Young with people. It's not possible. So. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not many people go, you know, sit around the campfire and let me play the violin. It's more of a guitar type thing, you know.
Yeah, I always had to accompany people. And that's why I ended up to do violin drums band, because some of the guitar players couldn't accompany me. Mm. But I could, so they were useless. Yeah, and yeah. So I always had to follow them, but there were no improv composers. So I ended up with a drummer, violin drum band. Uh-huh. But then I said bass players are more single tone players, just not riffs. Mm-hmm. So I'm playing mainly now with drummers and bass players. Mm-hmm. And guitars can join if they're good. No, that's not arrogant, but it's really they're really pretty. This is a cliche, but guitarists are always very raw.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Not always, but you know, so if they can join me and play improv, then it's fine. But mm-hmm. mostly it wasn't.
I feel like guitar and vocals have a little bit of an ego thing attached to them, maybe.
Yeah, but
that could definitely be related.
Yeah, but not everybody. So
No.
Yes, because I have some fine guitar players now who join me. They don't have any time, because if they're good, they have so many jobs, you know?
Yeah.
That's it.
A lot of different bands, hey?
But mainly I play without guitar.
You've been doing that for how long?
Now I do. I started actually in 1984. Mm-hmm. when I was music journalist. I just asked everybody on interview, "Do you need a violin for an uncle?" And then they said yes, no, and that's how I got in contact with Mozart Face, where Ingrid Simone's people, or with Faust, and so. And they took me along because I liked it, the encore, and boof, it was on.
Nice.
That's it.
You've got a record coming out later this year, which was produced by Pyrolator, who is a pretty renowned musician. He worked in krautrock, and now they've turned to electronica. How did you get connected with them?
He lives in Berlin, actually. Mm-hmm. And he was amazed about my stuff, because I do silent movie soundtracks live. And
wow.
He said,
Is that improv composed?
Yes, it's. Wow. I know. Always swapping people. Every film. The new thing we do is The Man Who Loves from Paulini, with a wonderful Conrad Veidt. It's a very, very, very good actor from the 20s. This is a pre-Joker thing, you know, the man who can't stop grinning.
Mm. That's so Chelsea smile.
Yeah, that's grinning. Actually the pre-Joker thing, and wow. He can't stop because he's spelled with this. And this is a new thing we do with the Pirulato and a very wonderful free jazz icon called Theo Jorgensmann. He's 75, he's on Moers Festival and Jazz Festival. Mm. He plays the clarinet, so it's a mixture of all genres.
Wow.
And a mixture of people. And I play also with Chris Hughes from Crime and the City Solution, you know, and Hugo Reyes. He's a drumming. He's a huge, very good, massive, flexible drummer. Uh-huh. So this is one. So it's synthesizer interacting and interfering and destroying things. And we're just. It's not chaos. It's just intuitive playing together,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
mm-hmm.
we have also good bass player Mark Bormer. He's from the Peter Gabriel surrounding. But he can't tour USA anymore now, but that's it.
Cracker.
And so we always swap people, yeah. And so I learned to Pirulato said, this is a good thing, I want to join. And so he joined.
Oh, wow.
Know? And so he has this analog Moog synthesizer like DAF. Mm-hmm. He was founding member of DAF, D-I-F, you know?
I don't know.
Deutsch-Amerikanische Freundschaft, DAF.
I can't say I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to listen to
them. They're really, in Neudeutsche Welle, they were really big, and they were followers of Kraftwerk in a way.
Ah, right.
You know?
Right.
So he comes from Düsseldorf Electronic School, Pirulato, mm-hmm. Kurt Dahlke. He's good. He does really good installations, records, and so that's him. You know,
now when you're doing the movie scoring live, do you get to, are you watching the movie while you're doing it?
Yes.
Or are you
yes.
kind of looking at what other people
yeah,
are doing?
Yeah, we are multitaskers. Ha ha.
That's a really awesome experience. Goddamn. How would the new record compare in terms of sound with the most recent track you've put out on Bandcamp, Der Insekte, that you put out in September last year?
You mean this is also an improv composing with another guy called Diego Ferry.
Mm-hmm.
He played with Martin Beasy from Bill Lespel, from this Materia band, you know. This was in the 80s. There was a punk movement, and then there came a punk jazz movement. So this was Materia. Bill Lespel is one of the well-known bass players, institutions. And his mate, Martin Beasy, is still touring, and he was actually this really grunge producer from Alice in Chains and Prong.
Oh, wow.
So Martin Beasy is an institution. He plays with my baritone bass player, baritone guitar, uh-huh. not no bass.
Uh-huh.
And so we just do this duo gig without drummers, and this is what you're talking about, the
yeah.
insect?
Yeah.
Yes. It's just a bit related to other kind of crowd. It's not. It's all over crowd. Actually, Suicide were like a bit like DAF, D-I-F.
Oh, right. I like them a lot.
So this was related to Suicide and also to Snapper, because Snapper is related for me to Hawkwind, and I love Hawkwind and Gong. This is my 70s hippies inspiration, you know. Or Henry Cow, Fred Frith, King Crimson. This is a prog part, but it's not all. It's all over. I do just what I do, and then I label it later.
Mm.
And this was a tribute to Suicide. This insect thing.
Mm. That's fantastic. You're playing at Pearl Diver tonight, correct?
Yes.
You're playing with, God, a whole lot of people, it seems.
All-star band. Like my Dunedin All-Star, Auckland All-Star band. I have a Wellington All-Star, but it still doesn't work. But they're all holiday and to have to work. But Dunedin, Auckland, Christchurch is Paul Keane from the Bats
mm-hmm.
and Kay from the Bats.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Conane is in Auckland. Now, we have another Malcolm Ross, I think, yes, from the Mini Snaps. It's a side project of the Bats. And what Stephen Kogel from the Terminals will turn up. It's on the 8th of March. We mm-hmm. play their Space Academy. So this
All
is
right.
the Christchurch edition. You know, everybody's... Who's yeah? They're really enthusiastic, and I'm enthusiastic about. So it's both sides,
mm-hmm.
and this the Dunedin edition is with Alan Sterrett on violin.
Mm-hmm.
He played with all over the place, like we, And then with Ross Nichols, initial one of the first Dunedin Sound bands, like New Wave Bit, maybe Spaghetti's.
Yeah.
He's on guitar. Mm. On bass is Tenzin Mullen from Jay Clarkson. And also some Hika he played in. They don't like this name drawing here, I know. But I will do for promote them that everybody comes and celebrates them. Mm-hmm. Yes.
For sure.
So that's it. And then we have on drums the very special Alan Haig from Snapper and the Chills.
Wow.
And he didn't play drums for 7 years. And I went to his relics store, uh-huh, where he's repairing and very good hi-fi things. And the record store Relics is beside. And I told him, hey, you want to play with me, please? He said, no, I'm not proper with drummer. I have to practice. Then let's do it. We practice and let's see. And it went well. And so I convinced him to play drums again after 7 years.
Wow.
We even play Buddy Buddy. And so I play original Buddy Buddy with the original Buddy Buddy drummer. And I'm so happy. And he's happy because I convinced him into playing again. Mm-hmm. So it was a.
That's fantastic. What time are you playing at Pearl?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
And it's free entry on Koa. Mm-hmm. Maybe the people are generous, hopefully.
Some big Koa.
Yes, it will be. And it will be just, yeah, this Dunedin. It's called TT Geigenstreich Kiwi and Crowd. That's
awesome.
The Dunedin edition. So, yes, I'm very happy that all these people, we had some practices and also sorting out songs, like a bit of Can tribute. We don't cover, but we cover Mutate, you know? Mm. I take up a Can piece, like Mother Sky we do, mm-hmm, and we mutate it to our own. That's also jazz, people do this.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't I do it?
Exactly.
But I'm not the cover guy who do it exactly. There's no sense in this.
I mutate. Yeah.
So this is one of my concepts. But the other thing is improv composing. So if this doesn't work tonight, we just do impros, like ballads and grooves from our own. And this is in the middle of the set. We anyway do this, but if the covers don't work, we just throw it. This is it. It's very open, but it's really professional. It's always working.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So also in Auckland, we didn't have any practice.
That's insane.
They just came on stage and we just did it.
That's so good. That's so awesome.
With Brian Spittle and George Henderson. George Henderson also rarely plays, and she just stood beside me and said, yes, we do it, boom. And then he did some puddle songs and also created, and it was just worked.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, if you want to see some awesome impro composing and some cover mutations,
Krautrock,
head over to Pearl Diver tonight at 8 p.m. and you can see TT Geigenstreich and a load of fantastic Dunedin artists from
Flying
all over.
Nun.
From Flying Nun, yes, indeed.
And also some other labels, yeah.
Thank you very much for coming on the program this morning. We're going to play your song Nemo in Slumberland.
It's for my son Nemo. He's just in Tokyo now.
Aww.
And he's 21 and he's really brilliant, and I did this to when he was born. I got a drummer who was a bus driver in North Berlin. He said, I just drummed someday. He said, come, we do something. And this was a track at once in the first take.
Fantastic.
For my son Nemo.
That's beautiful. I love the cover art. It's just a very sleepy child.
Yeah, it's actually this comic, Nemo in Slumberland. It's the first comic ever before Disney. Mm-hmm. Winsor McCay did it in the Herald Tribune, the whole page. So this is an invention of comics for my son, who is really a little dreamer, but really fantastic. Oh. Nemo in Slumberland.
That's beautiful. All right, thank you very much for coming on the program. This has been the Edgy Breakfast Show.
Thank you.
Take care, folks. Here's Nemo in Slumberland.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.